Good morning. Our question today is, if we have a plaintiff who receives permission from a Beis Din to summons and sue a defendant in a secular court because that defendant refused to go to a Beis Din. So now our plaintiff has permission. He does pursue it. He goes to secular court and he wins a recovery from the defendant. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Bi'Yisrael hamotzi mamon mechaveiro b'dinei arkos. If you have a Jew, a plaintiff, who indeed recovers from somebody who he sues, another Jew in secular court, shahamamon gezel biado, that money now received by the plaintiff is stolen money. And our question is, does this only apply when there was no permission granted from the Beis Din to go to the secular court? Accordingly, that recovery from a Jew suing another Jew in secular court is stolen in his hands? Or does this also apply when the Beis Din has granted permission to a plaintiff to sue a defendant in secular court and he recovers more than he would have recovered in Beis Din? Is that excess amount also gezel b'yado, stolen money, and it has to be returned to the defendant? Is the plaintiff capped in his recovery by what he would recover in Beis Din, or the fact that the Beis Din gave him permission to go to secular court means he can recover anything that the secular court will reward him? So the Mishnah Halachos was asked this question of Menashe Klein, answered as follows, Pashut Shebiyushu's Beis Din, it's clear, it's obvious that even when you have the permission of Beis Din, the Toveya cannot go all out and recover what he doesn't have coming to him. The Beis Din is only giving him permission to recover what he had coming to him under halacha. So the Beis Din gives permission to the plaintiff to go to secular court, but that permission caps the recovery at the amount that the plaintiff would have recovered in the Beis Din. And he continues that permission granted was with difficulty. It's not that the Beis Din is carte blanche, just writing, go to secular court and do whatever you want, but rather they were giving him heter to recover what he would have recovered al pi halacha. And accordingly, vim yodea shein magilo, if that plaintiff knows that he didn't have all this money coming to him al pi halacha, he would have to return to the defendant the excess over what he really had coming him al pi halacha. And he says some powerful language here. He says, va'asu lo lios naval b'yishus Beis Din. This plaintiff is not permitted to be a manuval, a disgrace, with the permission of Beis Din. The permission from Beis Din granted is limited, and it is not an all-out grant that he can recover everything that is granted by the secular court. And in fact, the Mishnah Halachos goes on, and he says that after the recovery by the plaintiff, he has to make an analysis whether what he recovered is something he would be permitted to recover al pi halacha, and if he sees that it is excessive, then he would have to refund the difference to the defendant. The Tshuvas Beis Ha'orah that's put out by the Yeshivas Ahava Shalom, that's Rav Yaakov Hillel's yeshiva, has a similar question, but he expands on it a little bit. He says that you can have a recovery. You have a recovery in the secular court after the Beis Din gives you permission to go, but how about, can you recover your expenses also? For example, your attorney's fees. The plaintiff expended a lot of funds now that he was forced to go to secular court in order to get a recovery because the defendant was refusing to go to a Beis Din. So the question is that plaintiff permitted to recover his expenses, his costs as well? So in fact, the Beis Ha'orah says that indeed would be included in the permit of the Beis Din. If the Beis Din permits the plaintiff to go over to secular court, he says, Mutar gam litol ha'otzos ha'chrech yoshehevi machmazeh. The plaintiff is permitted to recover also the necessary expenses that he incurred because of the defendant's refusal to go to Beis Din. Nonetheless, we see here that indeed, based on the poskim that we have seen, that there is a cap, that indeed the heter to go to a secular court does not mean you can recover anything you so desire, but it's capped. It's capped at what you could recover al pi halach. It also can include the cost that you expended by virtue of having to go to a secular court, but it doesn't mean that you can keep everything. Nonetheless, the Tshuvash Mishpatei Shmuel says otherwise. He says, if you look at the Gemara, that we've referenced to a couple of times, that if you called your friend and he didn't answer you, throw the book at him, throw the wall at him. Literally, what does that mean? And Rashi there says, "Hapel alav es kosel dachayu beyadim." Throw the wall at him, push him, be aggressive with him, so we can be medayik from this. Says the Tshuvas Mishpat Shmuel, "The af al gav devada biyoso lifnei arkos." Even though when you will definitely be going to a secular court, and you do go to a secular court, they will have a very heavy punishment, a penalty, a fine on the defendant, and maybe it's going to put him into financial distress. Nonetheless, mikol makom yesh heter bedavar acharei dezeh pasha b'tchila. Nonetheless, it's permitted. It's permitted to make that heavy recovery. Even if they throw the book, that's the whole concept here based on the Gemara, is throw the book at the defendant. So even if it's more than you would recover in a base thing, that's what the Gemara is telling us, because the defendant is at fault because he refused to go to a base thing. So now we're throwing the book at him. And similarly, the Kesef HaKadoshim says as follows: after that defendant was warned and he was Mesarev, he refused, and the base thing gave permission to go, that's when you go to secular court. You get your recovery, even if even if we know that the defendant is going to incur a larger loss otherwise because he refused. But that's his problem, because he refused to go to the Beis Din. Now he has to incur the downside, the financial downside of having made that decision. So indeed, it seems to be in the end of the day that we have a machlokes of the post game. Once you have a heter to go to the secular court from the Beis Din, does that nonetheless mean you are capped at what you could recover in a Beis Din? And the Beis HaOrah said you can also recover your expenses. Or does that mean once you have that heter, and it means throw the book at that defendant, throw the wall at him, he made a bad decision and he decided to refuse to go to a Beis Din, that you can indeed recover even more than you would have required in a Beis Din? Have a wonderful day.